As we have seen with the number of businesses who competed to be among the first to legally operate medical marijuana dispensaries in Nevada, there is money to be made in this trade. But until very recently, breaking into the industry meant breaking the law. And even now, with recreational marijuana fully legal in two states and partially legal in many others, businesses striving for legitimacy still risk running afoul of federal drug enforcement agencies. As KPBS's David Wagner reports, some San Diego companies are working to bring new technology to marijuana consumers. They just can't say so out loud.
Inside a nondescript Midway District warehouse, there's a startup called Magic Flight. They make vaporizers here, but not like e-cigarette vaporizers. Their device works with dry herbs instead of liquid concentrates. It's made out of wood, shaped like a matchbox, and it's small enough to hide in the palm of your hand.
You grind your material and you load it in there.
Like all startup founders, Magic Flight CEO Forrest Landry loves showing off his product.
And when you squeeze the battery in, you see how the light goes on inside?
That means it's heating.
That means it's heating, yeah.
But in a lot of ways, Landry isn't your typical startup CEO. He's a very mellow guy. He wears his hair in a ponytail, and he does business low to the ground, sitting cross-legged on floor cushions instead of an office chair. Maybe what separates him most from other startup founders is that he can't market his device directly to the people most likely to buy it.
There's so many reasons that that's not a good idea.
Landry has to watch what he says for legal reasons, but I don't, so I'll just say it straight. This vaporizer, it's for pot. People use it to get high. Now, if Landry said that, he'd be advertising his vaporizer as drug paraphernalia, basically inviting the DEA to step in and shut down his business.
Obviously, we can't make very many claims. We're trying to basically promote a sense of awareness without necessarily entangling ourselves.
Landry finds himself in the same position as so many others in this budding industry. He's helping to change the face of marijuana, the way the industry looks, the customers it serves, the quality of its products. But he has to do it all based on a kind of open secret. Across town in Little Italy, another San Diego startup makes a high-end vaporizer called the Herbalizer. CEO Josh Young is eager to let me try it out, on some less potent plants, of course.
We got some lavender, we got some peppermint, we got some sage, we got some...
The Herbalizer is a bigger and more expensive device than Magic Flight's portable vaporizer, but Young says it gives users a more hands-on experience, like letting them fine-tune the temperature at which they want to vaporize.
And with very controlled temperature, you can very specifically extract certain compounds from the plant.
For instance, let's say a plant like marijuana. The plant's active compounds vaporize at different temperatures, so changing the temperature can change your high.
Well, it's not for that, but it can be used for any herb.
Magic Flight, Herbalizer, and lots of other companies are willing to test this legal gray zone because they see huge demand for better vaporizers. Many consumers find vaporizing healthier, more efficient, and much more discreet. With vapor almost odorless and devices easily concealed, users can often get away with vaporizing in public. I wondered if anyone in this industry would go on the record admitting that's what their customers are doing with this stuff. Then I met Daniel Yazbek.
We have various applications. One of them is for cannabis.
Yazbek's company doesn't make a vaporizer. They make MyDX, a pocket-sized sensor that hooks up to your smartphone, telling customers what's really in strains with vague names like Blue Dream.
I buy a Blue Dream here and a Blue Dream here. This is not the same. It's not the same feeling. So what am I supposed to do?
MyDX aims to give users an easier way to find out. And Yazbek will tell you flat out it's for analyzing marijuana. Pop a sample in the chamber and your phone will tell you the ratio of THC, the compound that gets you stoned, to CBD, the compound with medicinal properties. But it doesn't give users a way to consume pot.
This, at least according to our attorneys, does not fall under a schedule paraphernalia laws. So I'm comfortable talking about it based on that.
The people jumping into this business are no slackers. Forrest Landry from Magic Flight used to build search engines for the likes of DARPA. Herbalizer's Josh Young worked on supercomputers used by NASA, and Daniel Yazbek's resume lists major companies like Pfizer and Panasonic.
I come from the Fortune 500 world. You know, you get fired if you smoke cannabis.
But Yazbek feels the winds shifting. He predicts this is all going to be legal in just a few years, and he thinks people with suits and advanced degrees are going to get it there. David Wagner, KPBS News.
This story comes to us from Fronteras, the Changing America Desk, a regional news collaboration between Nevada Public Radio and five other public radio stations across the American Southwest.